started. All right, so Mason and Tanner, I have a question for you guys. Oh boy, and yes, we're recording, so answer carefully.
Terrible intro.
What is your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
All time.
The Santa Claus.
That's a good one. That's top five, but number one is Jingle All the Way.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Chef's kiss.
I'll tell you what mine is. For years, it was always the Nativity Story, starring Oscar Isaac as Joseph, because I was so pious. And then last year, I was awakened to an even more spiritually invigorating holiday movie called the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, do you want to get into today's sponsor of the podcast? Because I got one for you.
What is ready today's for it? Sponsor?
Boom! Ghirardelli. I got one of these delicious dark chocolate peppermint bark candies. Probably the best Christmas snack ever.
Nice. If so you go to a Bucks a Million cafe and you order their gingerbread mocha, you get a free chocolate caramel Ghirardelli, or caramel, however it's said.
Nice.
Is it caramel or caramel?
It's spelled like caramel. What'd you say?
I said, let's discuss that instead of this trash movie.
If you can even call it a movie. But yeah, that's right. We're Nerds Polished Turds, and tonight we're talking about the Star Wars Holiday Special from 1978, the year after the first official Star Wars movie came out. So it was the first Star Wars sequel that people ever got. All right. This is our last official episode of our first official season. So congratulations, everyone. We did it.
We made it.
I can't believe we've done it for this long already.
Possible.
I know. Yeah.
By everybody, I mean, nobody said that, but.
If this is your first episode ever, congratulations. You're jumping on at a jumping off point. But we'll be coming back with more eventually. My name is Avery. I'm one of your hosts of Nerds Polished Turds. I also have with me tonight Tanner, my other co-host. Say hi, Tanner.
Hello, Tanner.
Wow.
You didn't say it right. I said say hi, Tanner.
Hi, Tanner.
There you go.
Hi, Tanner.
And we also have Mason.
The best.
Mason the best. Best at something.
Everything.
We haven't figured it out. If you're the best at everything, you're a master of none.
I'm going. Goodbye.
All right. Mason's leaving in our last episode. It's quite poetic. No, just kidding.
Especially since he missed one already.
We'll have a send-off for me, a tribute at the end.
Mason. Since this is your last episode, do you want to explain what Nerds Polished Turds is all about?
We take crappy movies, hence the turd part. We try and shine them up as best we can. We're like, hey, how can we make this better? Hence the polish. Yeah, we're polishing the turds. So we're trying to take bad movies and give our thoughts on what will make them better, but in the end, they'd still be bad based on the premise that they were on. We're basically, another way of putting this is we're putting lipstick on a pig. At the end of the day, still a pig.
Still a pig, still a turd.
Thank you, Sarah Palin.
All right. What if we call this podcast
Lipstick on a Pig?
Lipstick on a Pig.
Yeah, that's for season two. We're rebranding.
I don't know. I mean, like, we are the nerds. We're not lipstick.
Yeah.
Or makeup artists.
I wouldn't even know the first thing about lipstick.
Maybe we do like a special series, Lipstick on a Pig.
I do know if you...
We can do bad pig movies. Like
bad pig movies.
Yeah.
Babe, Pig in the City.
Yeah. Charlotte's Web, but that was a good one.
Well, it depends on what version.
That's true.
I
think they're both good, though.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, it's sad, but...
Yeah, classic Hanna-Barbera, and this, I thought the live action was pretty good.
It's sad, but that doesn't mean it's bad. It makes me feel bad. On
the what other movies have pigs in them? That movie Penelope, where the girl has a pig nose?
The Three Little Pigs, do they have a movie?
What?
Do the Three Little Pigs have a movie?
I'm sure they have like a little short on Disney Plus or something.
I mean, Disney's probably going to give us...
I mean, we could do like Shrek the Third. It's got pigs in it.
We ate the cake!
You know, technically any Shrek movie, because I think they're in all of them.
True. Yeah, like the first two are good, though, so we can't do those
true.
Two.
That's true. The first two are great, actually. Yeah.
The Lion King 1.5.
Yes. Ooh. Also, Boomba. The Angry Birds movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Boom.
All right.
Man, so we Star Wars.
Are... Let us know if you want to see a podcast about pig movies. We probably won't do it. Okay. Let's get down to business. The first part of our Nerds Polish Turds that we do for every episode is the... what do we call it? Not the crap. Yeah. The recrap. Okay. The recrap, where I summarize the events of the episode. And because it's so... not interesting, instead of going off the top of my head like I normally do, I'm going to read a semi-abridged version of the Wikipedia article. All right. Star Wars, the holiday special, or some version of that. On Life Day, Chewbacca, accompanied by Han Solo, is headed home to see his family. Along the way, the duo is chased by two Star Destroyers, but they escape into hyperspace. Meanwhile, on Kashyyyk, Chewbacca's family is preparing for his return. Hoping to find the Millennium Falcon, his wife, Mala, runs a computer scan for starships in the area, but is unsuccessful. And we learn that Chewbacca has a wife named Mala. Mala contacts Luke Skywalker, who, along with R2-D2, is working on his X-Wing fighter, or just something that spews a lot of gas. Luke tells her that he does not know what happened. Mala contacts Sondan, I think is how you say it, a local trader. He tells her through a carefully worded message that Han and Chewbacca, or Han and Chewbacca, are on their way and should be arriving soon. Mala attempts unsuccessfully to prepare a meal, the instructions of which are aired via a local cooking show by an eccentric four-armed alien cook, Chef Gormanda, played by Harvey Korman, whoever that is.
Oh, he's great. He's a comedy legend. But well, not in that.
This is his best work, obviously. That's not.
This is his worst work.
All right.
Carol Burnett show? He's great in that.
I'll have to look it up. Son arrives with Life Day gifts for everyone, including a virtual reality fantasy program for Grandpa Itchy, which made me feel itchy. Back on the Falcon, Chewbacca and Han have just come out of hyperspace not far from Kashyyyk, although they called the planet Kazoo or something like that in the movie, right?
Something.
It's not something. Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I can't remember.
This is just a blur for me, so.
It's a blur.
This movie, man.
This is actually Nerds Polish Blur. Okay. Han notices an increased Imperial presence, so they decide to land in an unguarded area to the north. As they enter the atmosphere, Lumpy, Chewbacca's very lumpy child, hears the roaring of the ship. Believing Han and Chewie might be arriving, Mala opens the door, but instead finds two stormtroopers and officers. Imperial officers, to be specific, not police officers. They are police in that universe, whatever. The Imperials force their way into the house. An officer orders a search for Chewbacca. As they search, Son and others attempt to distract them with food in Mala's music video box, which features a video by Jefferson Starship, who I had not heard of until I watched this. But that part wasn't, well, we'll get
into that. Is that a real band?
It's a real artist or something. I don't know. There's a link to him. Maybe I should look at it. When the music finishes, the head officer orders the search to continue. The head officer tells Mala to keep Lumpy busy while they search his room. So Lumpy and the viewing audience, which was us, unfortunately, uses a view screen to watch a cartoon of his father's many adventures, which introduces the one and only bounty hunter, Boba Fett, who is also not really one and only because he's a clone of his father. Lumpy works to create a translation device that will fool the Imperials into returning to their base by faking their commander's voice. To do so, he first must watch the manual for the device, blah, blah, blah. While the Imperials are searching downstairs, the living room view screen activates, announcing that Tatooine is being put under curfew because reasons. The video is announced as required viewing for all Imperial forces because reasons. Lumpy uses this opportunity to put his plan into motion, faking a repeated call for the Imperials to return to base. They leave, but one stormtrooper stays behind and realizes that they were tricked. He finds Lumpy and destroys the machine, then chases Lumpy outside. Han and Chewbacca arrive. Chewie protects Lumpy as Han kills the stormtrooper. He didn't kill him. He just let the stormtrooper fall to his death, for the record. After they are reunited, an Imperial officer appears on the view screen, giving a general alert for the missing stormtrooper. Saan quickly responds that the stormtrooper stole supplies and deserted, the danger averted. The family prepares to go to the festival at the Great Tree of Life through magic or something, glowing orbs and red robes and Illuminati stuff. Wookiees walk into a bright star and arrive at the Tree of Life, where many are gathered, including, for some reason, C-3PO, R2-D2, Luke, and Leia and Han. Leia gives a short speech and sings a song in celebration. She's just upstaging all the Wookiees there. I don't know what they would do without her. Chewie remembers his adventures during the events of the original film, because that's what he thinks about when he's with his family, how much fun he has with his friends. And finally, the Wookiee family sits around a table and hold hands and bow their heads. The end. And we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Nerds Polish Turds. And we are back from our break, and we're going to talk more about the Star Wars Holiday Special. This part is called the Crap Yap, and this is where we just talk about everything we hate about the movie. So who wants to go first? I know, Mason, this is like fresh in your mind.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately, but there's not really much to say. What did I hate about this movie? Everything.
Everything.
On to you, Tanner. No, but seriously, yeah. I mean, there was really nothing I liked about this. I sat there in my, I was laying here in my bed, and I was like, I'm never getting this, like, roughly hour and a half back of my life. Thank you, Star Wars.
It definitely feels like longer than an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It did. I was like, I'd do like go downstairs and get something to eat, and I paused it, and I was only like 30 minutes in, and it felt like 5 hours, and I was like, oh no. Let's see, the part that I liked the most, what I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that, I mean, I know that this is technically only after the first movie. Like, we've only had, when this came out, we only had A New Hope. But the fact that randomly Chewie just has a wife and a child, really off-putting to me, because they were never mentioned in the original trilogy ever, even offhandedly, not even by name. They could just, you know, a subtle little, is this technically considered canon? Wait,
no.
Thankfully, no.
I mean, there's allusions to it, like, but no.
This was kind of felt like a terrible musical, basically. Like, there were so many like musical numbers in this that weren't necessarily that grand.
That grand.
They were not grand. even the characters of Star Wars that we know, most of them kind of just felt forced. Well, like Luke, like when he just randomly pops up, it's like, okay, what are you doing here, bud? Like, you're not in this story. We know you ain't gonna do anything. It was basically just to show, like, hey guys, we got Luke Skywalker in this. Yay!
Remember this guy you love?
Yeah.
He's just making sure Han and Chewie got there, even though it doesn't matter to him.
Yeah. He seems so just relaxed that they weren't there yet. What a terrible friend you are, Luke. Yeah, there really wasn't anything good about this movie. This probably we've done like what? How many of these? Maybe like 6 or 7?
I think this is episode I think something like that.
Out of all of the ones we've done, this is the worst. This one wasn't even anywhere enjoyable for me. All the other ones, there is at least something there for me that I kind of liked.
Yeah.
That could have actually went well, but didn't just because how they handled it. But this one, no. You want to know how you make this movie better? You just don't make it.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Did you watch it by yourself?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I think, because I've watched it twice now. I watched it by myself today, and then I watched it before with Alexa. And I think it's actually more enjoyable when you have someone sitting by you to make fun of it with.
Fair point.
Although, well, like, during those musical numbers, we did kind of, like, nod off.
Yeah, because they kind of, like, dragged on some.
Yeah.
Or like that cooking thing was just so outlandish. I was like, what are we doing here?
It's out of this world, out of this universe.
It seemed like they were trying to do like a parody of Star Wars, but just make it bad. Not like a bad how a parody tries to do it, but just like they didn't know what they were doing.
It wasn't Spaceballs.
Yeah, it wasn't Spaceballs. Spaceballs was bad, but that's what they were going for.
Spaceballs is amazing. What are you talking about?
I mean, like, bad. You know what
I mean. I know what you mean.
We should,
great.
We should watch Spaceballs for sometime next season.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. What did they do?
Well, as long as it got reviewed badly, we could do it.
Yes, that's our rule of thumb. It has to have mostly bad reviews either from critics or audience. And we use Rotten Tomatoes most of the time. All right. Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I'm not going to have much to say on this movie. Not going to lie. Because this movie repulses me to the core as a Star Wars fan.
Wow. You sound like you're reviewing The Last Jedi there.
I was a fan of The Last Jedi. So.
Me too. All right. Tanner, what do you got to yap about?
Well, you know, it just, first off, shouldn't have never happened.
Amen.
Obviously, the biggest problem with it is that they took a sci-fi space opera film and turned it into a variety show. Like,
you do it all the time. What are you talking about?
That's like the two ends of the spectrum far away from each other. So you took the one end of the spectrum and went the whole opposite end of the spectrum. And it fell flat on its face. All for a cash grab, most likely.
Most likely, yes.
Yep.
Like, we need to fill people, we need to help people get hold themselves over between two movies. Let's do a TV special.
Let's do a TV special. It's terrible. If you're
going to do a TV special, just make it a great, like, space TV show, like The Mandalorian. Like
a 30-minute thing, you know? Not like an hour and a half. Like that Shrek one. The Shrek the Hulk,
that's good.
That's good. And it was 30 minutes. It was funny. And it was Christmassy themed. It actually worked.
My favorite part of Shrek the Halls is when Gingy, the gingerbread man, comes out and he's like, I don't feel so good. And then he pukes up.
He throws up a chocolate chip. Ooh, a chocolate chip.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Tanner. Carry on.
That's okay. So yeah, I mean, just that's about all I got. Just don't make it a variety show. Make it a true to what Star Wars is.
Yeah.
I do. That does bring me to a question, though. In Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yes.
That, like, Chewbacca hugs that one Wookiee when they free all the Wookiees on the Kessel.
Uh-huh.
That is his son, right? And they named him Lumperoo, right?
They did?
I think so.
Well, he never said that, like, in the movie.
Not like they said in the movie, but I think, like, someone behind the scenes, like, the director, not Ron Howard, one of the writers, maybe.
I mean, I don't know if what you can trust from that movie because it's got two different big versions out there. But you could say the same thing about The Rise of Skywalker, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That is a good question. I don't think that was his son. I think he's just like, hey, I'm vibing with this other Wookiee that I'm saving, but you never know.
Maybe it was Mala.
They can make a comic about it someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else to add, Tanner?
Yep.
To your crap yet? No? Okay. Well, I took notes, and just for a little perspective, I have 18 notes on what's wrong with this movie. I'm just going to go. I'm going to run through it, okay? Luke's makeup. What is that? What is he? And
oh yeah,
I've got an answer for that.
What's
one
doing? What? Oh, okay.
That was like, so he had that car accident like right after episode. They felt that done with the first Star Wars movie, so his face was like pretty messed up. That's why the makeup looks a little weird.
Oh, well, I get that. Sorry, Mark Hamill. I think he looks great even with his scars.
And it's also TV budget, so there's that.
Yeah. Too. The eyeliner looked like he was in community theater. Come on. Also, the pacing was weird. There was just all these long, awkward pauses between moments. We also see at the beginning of the special, Wookiees are having long conversations with each other without any humans to give context to what they're saying or any subtitles to help us understand. We're just like, they're waving their arms around and picking up things and growling at each other. I don't understand.
That's not how you start off a special. That's gonna make people want to tune out immediately.
I know. I was just like, am I gonna learn Wookiee from this being in this immersive environment?
You can learn Klingon, so why not?
I don't think there's actually a written rule for the Wookiee language, unfortunately. I could be wrong, or maybe there is. Sure. The Wookiee home life, I thought, looks too much like modern Earth, which I get this wasn't supposed to be like a serious thing. It was like a variety show, but still was annoying. Speaking of annoying, Lumpy, Chewbacca's child, is annoying AF. All he does is run around and make annoying Chewbacca like plane sounds. And I'm just like, someone shut that child up. And then the Empire came and granted my wish. Merry life day. Grandpa Itchy is a nasty old pervert. Their decisions to watch, like every character's decisions to watch all these circus, ballet, soft, fantasy, porn, whatever, cooking shows, cartoons, don't make any sense in the given situation that they're in. All the costumes look cheap. And you know, they had all these costumes they could have used from the actual Star Wars film. And I don't know. I feel like that could have added something. I know that the special effects could have really be helped on the TV budget in the 70s, but still. Then we also never fully understand what Life Day is. We get that there's like some magic cult stuff involved. If you can book Princess Leia to sing a song, that's great. You might get a nice meal out of it and some presents. Well, you know, maybe that's the lesson, is that no one knows what Life Day is all about except what you make it. It's about just like Christmas. What?
Yeah, we just made it a better movie.
Yep. Did it.
All right. That's it, everybody. Goodbye.
But anyway, I wrote here specifically, what is the reason for the Life Day season? It's not Jesus.
It's Wookiee Jesus.
Wookiee Jesus. Is Chewbacca Wookiee Jesus?
The fact that they're alive.
Chewbacca
isn't Wookiee Jesus. He's like John the Baptist.
Chewbacca is?
Yeah, Chewbacca is like John the Baptist.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming.
They need to do a Bible retelling with Star Wars characters.
That would be dope. Obviously,
like VeggieTales, but Star Wars.
Obviously, Obi-Wan Kenobi would be Jesus.
Not obviously. He's not the chosen one. He's like Joseph. He's like, I didn't want a kid, Qui-Gon.
Anakin could technically be the devil because he wasn't the good. He was in heaven. Like, Anakin's in heaven. Then he falls to the dark side. Boom. You're welcome.
Okay. Anyway, I got more notes here. Luke is a jerk face in this one, and he gaslights the Wookiee family without offering any real help or comfort to the fact that Chewbacca and Han Solo aren't there. He's just like, it's fine. Give me a smile, Mala. And he never asks, what's that?
Yeah, he might be dead, but hey, enjoy life, big guy.
And you know what? Number one rule for the holiday season, especially, or any point in your life, never ask a woman to smile if she doesn't feel like smiling, even if she's a Wookiee, or especially if she's a Wookiee. I don't know. Also, Son, the shopkeeper, he seems to like forget / improvise like a lot of his lines. And it was like it was a live performance, but it wasn't. And I was like, oh, come on, man. They must not have had a budget for another take. I don't know. Their skits and musical acts aren't even good. If they were good, maybe they would have a reason to be there, but they're not, except for maybe, what's it called? Jefferson Starship?
Yeah.
Jefferson Starship. And maybe the animated Boba Fett short.
Yeah.
Also, why is there a musical number required viewing from the Empire? Like, what do they expect to get their citizens to comply with that?
Yeah.
There's a video of a bunch of non-compliant citizens. Didn't make any sense.
Just people waiting for a bar to close. Like, that's a fun mandatory video.
It reminded me of, like, COVID people that go to the bar and, like, the bars are shut down because of the pandemic, and they're like, no, we're not going home. And then there's protests in Staten Island. This is a political piece. It's very relevant. Also, why does San, when he gives his gifts, have to kiss all the Wookiees? I think he and Itchy are both old pervert pals, and they both, that's why he gives them that little fantasy machine, because they're both in some pervert old men society, and that's not Star Wars. That's maybe another sci-fi thing. I don't know. Also, all the stormtroopers hold their blasters wrong. They're like holding their clips or whatever. And then I also wondered why Itchy fantasizes about a human instead of a Wookiee. That just raises all sorts of questions. And there's no classic Star Wars banter between Han, Luke, or Leia. We get a little bit with Han and Chewie, but that's about it. Like, none of them got to interact with each other. The animated short was cheesy, to be fair, but it is good enough to show just how bad the rest of the show is, and I feel like they should have not put it in there if they wanted to keep a consistent quality or made that the only thing that they did. End of crap gap. Goodness.
End of the cramp.
Anyone else have anything that they want to add that just grinded their Star Wars fans' nerdy gears?
Yeah, you covered them all.
Okay. I'm always here for the specifics. Okay. So that's the end of our crap. Yeah, but we're going to take another quick break. Then we will be right back with Nerds Polish Turds. And we are back from our break. We talked about lots of things, animal hybrids, Disney World, theater people, reindeer capabilities, you name it. We talked about it, but we're not here to talk about that with you. We're here to talk more about the Star Wars Holiday Special, specifically our pitches in the Nerds Polished Turds P pitch fest. So who feels ready to get pitchy and give us their Star Wars holiday special pitch?
Well, you see, here's the thing. I feel like yours is probably going to be the longest, Avery, so I say let's start off with you.
Cool. We can do that. All right.
Mine's very short, so.
I mean, mine's shorter than usual, to be fair, but.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I have four sentences, so five sentences.
Shoot, you got me by
six like sentences. I don't know. I have a paragraph, a short paragraph. Okay, basically my pitch is the whole thing is animated. That way you don't have to worry about costume, budget, special effects, whatever. It also includes the Boba Fett short. The whole thing kind of has that tone where it's like a little bit of a cheesy episode of a space opera. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but it's not a straight up parody or whatever. The plot kind of goes before Chewie can go home for Life Day. He has to help Han on a mission to find this magical talisman. Then we have the animated short as is. And then Chewie and Han head home while Luke and Leia have another run-in with Boba Fett. Then they defeat their enemies and they all come together to celebrate Life Day. The end.
And it's there only 30 minutes.
And it's only 30 minutes.
And it's only 30 minutes.
I like it.
I actually do too.
Then we spin off into a Star Wars animated series in the 80s, 70s, whatever decade.
I'm surprised that didn't happen because like everything got like an animated series in the 70s.
They did make animated straight to VHS films like for the Ewoks and the droids with C-3PO and R2-D2, which we might do those someday. You never know.
They're stupid.
I think we should do the live action Ewok films at some point.
I've never seen those, but
I haven't either, but I want to.
Alexa's family has copies of them, so
don't worry.
Have a movie night with the Ewoks.
And then, let's do it.
In the future. We could just do a whole season of Star Wars stuff that people have forgotten about.
That's true. You could. Not all of it's gold. This is actually our second Star Wars on the channel.
You're right.
Man, Star Wars needs to step up their game.
And really, we've also done X-Men Dark Phoenix and Ghost Rider. Did we do another Marvel movie?
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, like all the Fantastic Four
Fantastic
movies.
Fours. Yep.
So, and Marvel does the Star Wars comics. Therefore, like 90% of our content has been about Marvel comics / Disney properties.
Yep. Get your crap together, Marvel, even though you're like a multi-billion dollar.
This episode is sponsored by Disney Plus.
No, dude, we're sponsored by Ghirardelli.
And Ghirardelli Chocolate, who's probably somehow connected with Disney. Who knows?
They're in bed together.
Anyway, that's my pitch. So anyone else ready?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, Tanner, let's hear it.
My pitch, I think I'd still go live action. I would just go a little bit more, action-like thing. Probably plot would be, it'd be fairly similar to what it was, minus the variety. And probably somewhat similar to yours, like some kind of, the Empire is obviously keeping everyone apart if they're being chased by the Empire. They all have to come over their enemies to get to each other to celebrate Life Day.
There you go.
It'd probably be like an hour since it's live action. It wouldn't be anything too. And obviously, it'd be on a TV budget, so like the effects wouldn't be as great as Star Wars film, but it'd be still like quality for TV of the 70s.
They still did Wonder Woman and The Incredible Hulk and Batman and Flash Gordon back in the day.
Yeah, so I feel like there's plenty of potential there.
Star Trek, even they did Star Trek.
Yeah, plenty of potential.
Yes,
in that realm.
Would the main cast interact more?
Yeah, they would be together.
I'm there. You got me sold.
Yeah,
that was basically my pitch right there, was the fact of just having it be all of the main cast together on this adventure. I like what you said about having them like do some kind of mission that mm-hmm. involves, I think we should put Boba Fett in there. I think it should be Boba Fett, should be the main person, but he was hired out by Darth Vader, so we get a little, you know, nugget of Darth Vader in there too.
Nuggets of Vader, always good.
That's right. Chicken nugget shaped Vaders, man. Gotta love them. But anyway, so they overcome that, and then they all together go to celebrate Life Day on Kashyyyk. But I will say this, we just get rid of the whole Chewie has a wife and kid, because that's just too...
Yeah. No.
For me, I don't like
much baggage.
It's just no.
Yeah,
he's
a terrible father.
Yeah, he really is. I like Chewie as a character, but
a terrible father. He just leaves his family at home, never goes to see him except for one, yeah, possibly like, last day a year.
I'm hanging out with the rebellion. I'm too cool for you guys later, idiots.
I mean, he was thinking about all his adventures too during the Life Day celebrations. He's like, man, I wish I could be kicking butt with the rebels instead of here with these losers.
I'm gonna be here with this furry annoying child of mine.
His teeth, I'm gonna mention the teeth of Lumpy are just so creepy.
Yes.
I think it's because they're normal looking human teeth on a
Lumpy. Yeah.
It just doesn't look right.
They're his baby teeth.
They're very white and just huge.
It's just looks like they belong in like a commercial about like whitening strips for teeth.
Yeah.
He's a vegetarian Wookiee.
What do Wookiees eat? Do they eat flesh?
Well, they definitely eat meat because Chewbacca was about to eat a pork in The Rise of Skywalker. But then he did not. Because he felt bad.
He still killed that pork.
He might as well have eaten it.
Yeah.
Although... I don't know.
And how it should have ended, he like shared it and the other porgs ate it.
Yeah. Shout out to Jesse. How it should have ended. All right. Very nice. Mason, do you have anything else to add with your pitch?
No.
All right. We got Nuggets of Vader. We got a mission. We got maybe live action, maybe animated. Boba Fett's involved. Everyone's there together. Main cast.
Boba.
It's all the Star Wars you love with a little holiday magic. Just like my shirt here that no one can see this because it's audio, but it's C-3PO and R2-D2 decked out for Christmas saying 'tis the season.
I have a Darth Vader shirt that says I can feel your presence.
With a T? Yeah.
Present.
I like that.
Nice, nice.
Right out there. Yes, sir. They're at Kohl's right now if you want one.
Ooh.
At Kohl's? There we go. Sponsored by Kohl's. Okay, just kidding. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the episode. It's very anticlimactic because these turds are still turds.
Very 2020.
Very 2020. Before we go, guys, let's go ahead and each take a turn letting our audience members know what we recommend for them to watch or read or play or do. I don't know, but
I got this.
Mason, you're ready?
Yeah, man, you already know. Destiny 2, baby.
Destiny 2 every time.
Every time.
Until they come out with Destiny 3.
They said they're not going to do that for a while. They're just going to keep adding to Destiny 2. So most likely, I think Bungie said that. I can't remember. I didn't read.
They got to focus on the next Halo. No, wait, no, it's a straight Microsoft now. It's not Bungie.
Okay, yeah. Now time to get to watch.
Watch.
This is older, but I just recently started watching it. I started watching Community, and it's pretty funny.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. I think it's good. I think one of the main characters is kind of annoying at times, like he's a douche. He's just actually a douche still.
Is that Chevy Chase's character?
No, that's Joel McHale's.
Oh, the main, isn't he like the main character in the beginning at least?
Yeah, he is. But he's getting better, but he's kind of a douche. Troy and Abed are the best.
I've heard Chevy Chase is a douche in real life.
Who is he?
That's what I've heard.
He's the old guy.
Oh, the old guy.
He was in
guy.
Christmas Vacation, or he was in the Vacation movies.
All the Vacation movies, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not my favorite either, but everybody else is good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Love to see Donald Glover.
Yeah, he's him and I can't remember the other guy, the guy who plays Abed. Those are the two best though, right there. Especially nice. When they're together. That's like comedy gold.
That's something I'd like to get into eventually.
And Ken Jeong, he's good. He's good too.
Oh yeah. Part time comedian, part time actor, part time doctor.
Yeah. And the Dean in it, when he has scenes, he's pretty funny too. But yeah, I recommend.
All right. Solid recommendation from Mason. Anything else you'd like to plug, Mason?
I haven't plugged this yet. I just thought of this, but this is an old show again. It ended years back. But How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great show. If you want a comedy that will basically make you laugh up until the last season, because the last season sucks, How I Met Your Mother is the way to go. You've been warned about the last season, so.
Why, no show should have a last season.
Well, it shouldn't have a last season, but the way that they even did this last season was just bad.
All right. Well, thank you, Mason. Tanner, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, I've been watching Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus.
Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso. It's a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
But so it's about... It starts on Jason Sudeikis. That's how you say his name.
Oh.
But he is based on... He actually did like two little shorts for NBC Sports to like promote the Premier League soccer.
Oh.
So I took it from that idea. But he plays a American like D2 football coach and gets hired for a soccer team in England. The owner kind of does it to like hopefully like run the team into the ground. But he's just this like really happy-go-lucky guy. He does nothing about soccer.
Oh, sounds kind of
it's hilarious.
Sounds like me when I played soccer.
Yeah. But like really good and heartfelt too. Like it's got its really great moments. And I haven't laughed out loud at anything since probably like The Office.
Cool.
So
you said that was on the Apple TV?
Yep, Apple TV Plus.
Okay, cool.
And then I wanna plug a beverage.
Beverage.
So I went to Sheetz a couple weeks ago.
Dude.
And they had peanut butter hot chocolate.
Peanut butter hot chocolate.
It was so good.
Ooh, can I plug a beverage now too?
We're going to plug beverages now. That's fine.
All right. I'll let Tanner get back to talking about this in 1 second. But, ginger ale, like the Canadian dry ginger ale or whatever that brand is. Canada dry, not Canadian. Canada dry ginger ale. But the cranberry one around this time, it's Christmas in a can. Mm-mm-mm.
We need to like officially get sponsored by these things so we can actually get money for this. But
you should.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying your beverages.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to go have one right after this podcast. Shoot, man.
So peanut butter hot chocolate. Like basically, I mean, I just say it's like a peanut butter milkshake, but hot. It's all milk, you know.
Where do you get the hot chocolate from, though? Like, is this an alliance?
It's an alliance. That's where I got it.
What? Where? Shut up, Avery.
Go to Sheetz. Go up to menu and tap like specialty drinks. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you have to like order it?
Yeah. Like you're ordering the food. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I only know like the coffee you can go out and like, okay. Nope, I got you. I'm probably going to get that tomorrow after work.
Yeah, you should try it. It's really good.
I'm going to try it now.
I haven't been to Sheetz in 5 ever, so maybe I'll get that next time there.
We should go. We go.
Get lunch on Saturday. Good. Yeah.
Go get some lunch.
For B-dubs.
Yep. This for a future lunch date. All right. Anything else you want to plug, Tanner?
Nope, that's it.
All right. So I have a few things I want to plug. First thing, as always, I want to plug our sister podcast, the Comics Crunch Club. This month, we are reading Batman Noel, which is a modern DC Universe retelling of the Christmas Carol story. So we're going to be talking about kind of the themes and everything of A Christmas Carol reimagined with the context of Batman, modern world, all that stuff. It's got beautiful art. It's a great, fun story. Read it a long time ago. I'm looking forward to reading it again. And that episode should be coming out soon. And definitely find the book somewhere if you want to follow along for that. In addition to the Comics Crunch Club, I have been watching Star Trek Discovery. And I got to say, I'm not a huge Trekkie. So if you are a Trekkie, maybe this isn't like the Star Trek you know and love. But I really enjoy Star Trek Discovery. I feel like it's a breath of fresh air within the franchise from everything I've seen, at least. From the movies to some of the more recent TV shows. It's got really great characters. It's got our favorite man from Rise of Silver Surfer, Doug Jones, as one of the lead crew members. And yeah, it's got some solid high stakes and drama, and it feels gritty and sophisticated, you know. If you ever get tired of kind of the more child-friendly, adventurous tone of Star Wars, maybe this is a good sci-fi shakeup for you. Star Trek Discovery. It's also a good entry point, I think, because it's kind of like a prequel to the original trilogy or original films and series.
Did you watch the time loop episode with Rainn Wilson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rainn Wilson, no.
Nice, yeah, Dwight.
No, yeah, I didn't see the time loop episode. I did see when he was in prison.
Okay. The time loop episode is my favorite episode.
Yeah. It's good. Also, if you're listening to this, you're probably a fan of Star Wars. The Mandalorian is still going strong right now on Disney Plus. We've got two more episodes left. I won't go into details, but if you
wait, only two? Oh
yeah.
Almost
done. Two episodes left. Wait till next year. Yeah. It's definitely gonna get renewed, I'm sure, because this is
it's already renewed for three and four.
There we go. We're getting lots of Star Wars characters checking in with Mando and making their appearance. I won't go into detail who, but if you're a fan of the Clone Wars or any expanded universe stuff, you will definitely enjoy The Mandalorian. Also on Disney Plus, which I feel like a show for Disney right now, but I really enjoyed the Muppets series, not the Muppets Now, but the Muppets that ABC did a few years ago.
Yeah, I enjoyed that first came out.
It's really like The Office meets The Muppets, and it didn't work for a lot of people. Definitely works for me, and I feel like if you grew up with The Muppets, but you kind of don't want to get back into the kids show feeling, but you want to see them like more with your modern adult sense of humor, then that's the show for you. Check out The Muppets. It's only got one season on Disney Plus, or find it on DVD somewhere. I don't know. If you don't want to subscribe to Disney Plus. But yeah, I just want to say, guys, it's been a heck of a first season, and I'm really glad that you guys have done this with me. I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes from here. Okay. And with that, we all bid you all together now. Happy Life Day.
Life Day. I didn't know what we were going with.
Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Tuesday, Taco Tuesdays, Mondays, whatever day. Be kind to each other. Watch good things.
Saturday.
What's that?
It's a real thing.
Be safe out there. Hope you get to see your families. If not, hope you make the most of your time with yourself this holiday season.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
If you live in snowy areas.
If you live in snow. Don't eat yellow snow if you live in a hot area.
True.
All right.
Get one of tires.
That's all, people. Good night.